listener. I just thought that I would tell you something at the top of this episode. I interviewed Pound Game Edison. I got to talk to him just before his show at the Space that evening, and I know that he does not necessarily have links to the Champaign-Urbana music scene, but I thought that it would be interesting to interview somebody that's getting a chance to dip their toes in the Champaign-Urbana music scene, just even for a little bit. So I took the opportunity to talk with him about his work, kind of impressions about traveling on tour, and maybe just some impressions of what the Champaign-Urbana music scene looked like, or even just music scenes all around. And so enjoy this. This is, I'm going to call this Beyond the Scene. So check it out. Without further ado, let's get on with the show.
It's already in my head. Like, man, I heard that earlier. So when I finally get the perfect beat, it's like, it just clicks. Like, especially in the studio, you'll know when it clicks. You're like, hey, this is right. This is the right one.
This is Champaign is Also a Band podcast. One songwriter, one song. I'm Sven, your host for a journey into the music of Champaign-Urbana. Recorded in the Blue Box Studio with a songwriter from the Champaign-Urbana music scene, past or present. Champaign is Also a Band podcast is proud to be a part of the Champaign Showers podcast network. Welcome to Champaign is Also a Band podcast. Today, I have Pound Game Edison. And you may know Pound Game Edison from being the co-founder of the Pound Game Music Megastar Management. And also, he is currently on tour for his 20 Hours album. So, Pound Game, welcome to the show.
Yes, yes. Thanks for having me, boss.
So, today we're going to be listening to your song, More Nights, off of the album 20 Hours.
Absolutely.
Without further ado, but with more ado than possible, let's do that.
Ah, yeah. Let's do it. Let's do it, let's do it. Let's do it, let's do it. Need more nights than last night. More smiles, less arguments, more memories, more life, more nights, more nights. Let's do it, let's do it. 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 Let's do it. Let's do it, let's do it. I was with Bonnie for the whole night. She had on jeans that was slim tight. She knows she bad and I love that about her. Two kids screaming, fuck the daddy. Off tequila, she another body. Off tequila, we can fuck right here. Drunk talk. Know it's real, junk talk, mo talk, let's talk, just know it's real. Time, you know it.
Too late.
If you know it, let's do it.
Two times.
If you know it, let's do it. If you know it, let's do it. Only people came through is the niggas in the crew. Me is the niggas in the crew. Me is the niggas in the crew. Only people came through is the niggas in the crew. Me is the niggas in the crew. Me is the niggas in the crew. Manager quit on me mid-toe. Since the day nigga closed that door. Childish, childish. Baby mama still the wildest. I love fucking on the stripper. Cause they be with all the wild shit. Text me after your emotion, baby. I'ma slide on you, get the wildin'. I was downtown when I realized I was him. I was born as a pimp. I can never be a simp. They gon' forever blame COVID. I can never be him. Could never sit still. I went through the shit. If you lying to protect your image, then you been through. I bet they been new. How you live, fool? Why even play with it? Childish, childish. And my day was still the wildest. And I need more nights than last night. More smiles, less arguments, more memories, more life, more nights. Nemo, need more nights than last night. More smiles, less arguments, more memories, more life, more nights. Let's do it, let's do it. Let's do it, let's do it.
Welcome back. So, of course, my first and favorite question to always ask is, what came first? Was it the lyrics or was it the music?
I want to say the lyrics, just because, you know, this, the feeling, the emotion of things and being able to jot that down on notes, you know, even memories or just stuff that come in your mind. That's what kind of creates the music and gets you to form the beat you want.
Now, here's the question is, what was the first line that you created for this piece?
For this piece was, yep, I need more nights like last night. More smiles, less arguments, more memories, more life, more nights, need more.
I'm curious, so the question is, was it like a particular night that made you think of all these, like, or was it kind of a conglomeration of many different nights that you're just like, I want to remember those different parts and then bring it together?
It was actually one night, man. It was actually, you know, just finishing up a show, finishing up a tour. And I just had a chance to sit there and had a realization. And I just kind of created this song throughout the night and doing different experiences and different events. So, yeah, when I made this song, it kind of formed the rest of the album as well.
You're also the producer on this album?
No, there's different producers for every beat. You know, just meeting different producers in different cities and different states and being able to collab that all in one tape.
For this one, when you started with the lyrics, like, how did you collaborate with your producer?
For the first beat, I ended up, you know, meeting him in Nebraska. And I did a show in Nebraska. And just meeting him, he created a couple songs for me that was different from producers I would meet in, like, L.A. or Phoenix or whatever. So we just had a certain sound. And, you know, I keep it real to myself. And I just put my twang on it.
When did the hook of the Too Turnt, Too Lit, like, how did that come about?
Too Turnt, Too Lit, I wanted to give it like a feel of like a gut feeling, you know? So I knew to put behind the lyrics, like, I wanted them to feel how I was feeling, like my night was turnt, my night was lit. So I'm just in the back like, too turnt, and that's what I was hearing the whole time as I'm making this song. So yeah, I just wanted to implement all that together.
You came up with that hook line or?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. And then that just got incorporated with the beats.
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely the hook was made first, and I just kind of sat on the hook for probably a week or so. Then I finally went to the studio and did it.
Kind of a side tangent here. Like, how long have you been on this tour, this 20 hours tour?
We started this tour February 22nd, and I left a couple of days out before that just to get to the city. So, yeah, about February 20th, and now we're approaching, what, March 3rd?
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going. Yeah. And it goes all the way into April 27th, so it's going to be a long journey.
The reason I asked that is when I was listening to this song, I was thinking about maybe you writing this song, you know, this is, I guess, my spin on it or my interpretation or whatever, but kind of that idea of trying to get back to one of those moments. I didn't know if this was like a real moment for you, or it can be kind of lonely on tour, I would imagine. You know, you're going to all these different towns and whatever, but like, having that connection with another human being and just like feeling connected with you, yourself. And I don't know, I just was thinking about how that going on tour and then having this song be kind of representative of reflecting back on the great night that you felt you connected with other people.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, tour, as I said, it's a lovely thing to go to different cities and meet a lot of different people, a lot of different cultures. You know, you get the kind of see how people are living and just how they feel about life. And I think that song throughout this tour kind of shows them, like, you know, you can think about memories and you can reflect on things and you can have this song and, you know, create yourself like a memory to be like, hey, I want that feeling again. So throughout this tour, I'm just giving them that feeling, especially performing it sometimes, some shows twice, just to let them know, like, this is how I want y'all to feel at the end of this set.
I'm curious if the lyrics in the order in the song are the same as how you wrote them.
Actually, yeah. I literally took that night and just kind of jotted down, because what I do when I'm, you know, probably almost every day is I'm taking notes on things. So whatever I'm going through, whatever I'm experiencing, I'm putting that in my notes and I'm eventually going to put in a song or something. So throughout this night, I'm taking little notes of what I'm going through, what I'm doing, you know, how I'm having fun. And yeah, end up coming to, you know, putting that song together.
I'm curious about that process, because now when you put those down into your notes, are you just kind of describing a situation or are you actually putting it down in verse?
Like, example, I might go to the gas station and see something like crazy, and I put a note on, or I might, you know, talk to a family member or something, and they done told me something, and I'm like, let me write that down because that was some good advice. Mm-hmm. Let me see, I'm trying to find. Oh, I wrote one lyric, said I'm in Fountain Hills and ain't no reception out this bitch. So I know I'm gonna put that in a song later, and it's gonna make sense, you know.
Right.
But I'm really in Fountain Hills, and I'm like, bro, my phone ain't got no reception. It's just different things, or I might be in Orange County and the birds are doing some funny shit, and I'm like, let me put that in my notes. So I'm just kind of taking pieces of real life and, you know, giving it to the people, because, you know, that's what it's about, just keeping it real.
This doesn't have to go in the pod, but I like the idea of, would you ever like take those as a whole and just kind of as a story? I don't know. It seems like you could put together a story. It's almost like a journaling of your own, yeah. You know, so that's just cool. What I was curious about is there's this interesting part where it says you have the line of only people come through is the crew me. You repeat that over and over and over. And then it says the manager quit on me mid tour. I had a thought and I'm just curious. I didn't know whether to take that literally or like you felt that maybe you had quit on yourself.
So it's only people in the crew. Only people came through is the people in the crew. Me is the people in the crew. Me. Yeah. Manager quit on me mid toe. Since that day, close that door. So what I'm saying is I experienced something throughout the middle of my tour where, you know, my manager really quit. And like I said, I jot notes down every time. Mm. So I put that in my notes at the time, like, man, he really quit on me. Close that door. So when I'm saying only people came through, it's like now only I came through. My manager ain't with me. Nobody else is with me. Mm. I came through.
Gotcha.
So it was that feeling of just like only people came through is the people in the crew, me, and I'm shouting like it's me, I'm mm-hmm. here, you know. So it was just one of them things, and I knew it would hit crazy for that second verse going in.
It just was funny because like if you go several lines down, it was like I was downtown when I realized I was him, and I was like, is he referring to his manager again? <I don't know. laughs> Anyway, but yeah, so that was just one of those things I was thinking about. How did you finally bring the beats and the lyrics? How did you bring them together and then record them? Especially if you're on tour all the time.
Definitely, man. Just really locking in. Like, you know, I've been just blessed to get a lot of beat packs at one time. And when these producers send their packs, they're not just sending one or two beats. They're sending probably 20 to 25 of them. And I'm able to listen through them, kind of see what I'm feeling, what I'm liking. You know, since I already have my lyrics already down, I'm like, okay, you know, I can put this with this. And the way the song starts is I might just have three random lines in here. And now I can kind of put that together to tell a story. And then, you know, when it comes and unfolds, it's like, wow, this was a real story. Yeah, man, just doing that. And, you know, the beats I don't use, like, they just sit there and I can always go back on them if I want to. But, you know, I'm always just getting a lot of beats from just networking with people in different cities. So
how did you bring in 20 hours together, this collection of different producers and different songs? That you have a producer from Nebraska doing this song, but I'm assuming you have producers all over the place. And then yeah. How do you kind of bring that all together? How did that kind of come together? And then you decided these are going to be the songs that are going to fit on 20 hours.
When I send like a song out to a producer, I'm real like straight up like, yo, I'm hearing this type of jingle, I'm hearing this type of sound, like, can you do that? So when they send, as I said, when they send beats, they're all trying to match that sound I'm hearing. It's already in my head, like, man, I heard that earlier. So when I finally get the perfect beat, it's like, it just clicks. Like, especially in the studio, you'll know when it clicks. You're like, hey, this is right. This is the right one. So, you know, I end up recording a few more songs for the project and just narrowing them down to what I really wanted the story to be.
One of the things I wanted to talk about a little bit is like what was my favorite part of the song. And I had to say that the, like, your pre-hook and then your hook, like, that just really does bring it. And I guess that's, you know, that's the purpose of a hook, right? Like, that's supposed to be the thing that brings you back. But that previously mentioned line of the only people came through is your crew. I just felt like not only the rhythm is like perfect on that, like I just love the way that flows, because it feels like it breaks up what you've already laid out in your verse and your hook.
Thank you.
It just kind of reiterates that idea of that self-reliance and like you're looking out for yourself and taking care of things. So
indeed.
I don't know. I think it just works so well. And then it kind of launches you right into, you know, that second verse, and it just, definitely, it works well. So
definitely. I wanted to, like, as I said, I wanted to do the first verse really like that night, what I was doing, you know, going through it. And what I came back and realized was like, I need to talk about some other experiences, especially throughout this tour, because, you know, as I said, that's what led up to it. So just putting that line in there and then moving forward from it and letting myself know, like, hey, you still got it done. Like, only people came through was you, but you got it done. So you definitely hit it right on the head.
So I'm curious, what's your favorite part in this song?
The hook, you know, the hook just makes me feel good. And when I'm singing like the two turn, like that's really a feeling inside of me. I'm like, hey, this feels good. So, you know, just a feel good moment. Yeah, I feel like the way I did it, you know, they can take that, play that anywhere. You know, kids can listen to it if we get it edited, and it's just everything. So I feel like I hit it right on the head.
You said that you're performing that on tour right now. So
yeah, that's the intro to the tour.
So I'm just curious, is that the part that everybody seems to know, like when you're performing it, like they all...
Definitely,
sing that
definitely.
Back at you.
That the hook is like, when they didn't see that hook, like, or hear that hook, they know, like, okay, he's here performing it. So it's the intro to the tour, and it's just a real let them know, like, we're going to start this set off with everybody coming together just to feel good.
Why did you pick this song to be the song that you wanted to talk about today?
Because it explains a lot of just a breakout, you know. Part of the 20 hours tour, it means a lot of different things, but the main meaning of it is like getting out, you know, your breakout. You never know what's coming. Just get ready, just stay ready, keep going. And More Nights hits on that, like, I need more nights, like last night. So now you're telling yourself, like, I want to get back to how I felt this night. And if you have that motivation throughout the day, like, you're just working hard on whatever you're doing, and you're just ready to get back to more nights. You want to get back to celebrating. But part of celebrating is getting the work done, or, you know, getting all the other, you know, the bullshit out the way.
Champagne Is Also a Band podcast is proud to support Jubilee Cafe. Jubilee Cafe is a free weekly meal program at Community United Church of Christ, 805 South 6th Street in Champaign, Illinois. Jubilee Cafe serves a home-cooked meal from 5 to 6:30 each Monday. Their mission is to feed hungry people by cooking healthy, delicious meals and by serving their guests restaurant style with servers waiting on tables. Jubilee Cafe is open to anyone who cares to eat with them. Because food insecurity among students is so high, they serve students as well as others in and around the Champaign-Urbana community who struggle with hunger. Meals are free to all and will be served each Monday evening. Located in the accessible lower level of the building at 6th and Daniel Streets in Champaign. For more information on the meal or how to volunteer, go to the Jubilee Cafe CUCC Facebook page or email them at jubilee.cafe@community-ucc.org. That's jubilee.cafe@community-ucc.org. All right. Welcome back. So, Pound Game, do you have a favorite Champaign-Urbana venue, past or present?
I like the Barrel House downtown in Champaign. The Space, of course. I love the Space. So those are probably my two favorite venues down here.
I'm just curious, is this your first performance here in Champaign-Urbana?
Definitely. First time performing in Champaign. It's an honor to be here.
Obviously, you know, during the pandemic, there was a lot of, like, shutting spaces down and not having the opportunity to go out and see live music. And so part of this section is asking about, like, what makes a good music community, or, like, what makes a strong just community in general. Pound Game, what do you think makes a good music scene?
I believe the energy of the city, the community, you know, the promoters, the venues itself, you know, how they carry their shows. Definitely the artists. You know, the artists have to carry themselves in a certain way to make it a feel-good music scene for, you know, everybody to really support it. So, yeah, that's why I kind of feel makes it good.
In all the touring that you've done, has there ever been, like, a sense of that they're not doing something good in the music scene? And I'm just kind of curious, you know.
Like, you know, as I said, I've been to some scenes where they don't do too much promotion, like, you know, you have to do a lot of street promotion as well as online promotion, especially nowadays where everybody's on their phones. And so, you know, you have to really bring the awareness to the city for the shows to be good. And, you know, some cities don't do that, and some cities do. So,
well, I was just thinking when you said everybody's on their phone, I was thinking about how not only do you have to capture people when you're not performing, looking at their phones and, you know, get them interested in what you're doing. But then, I don't know, maybe even at the show, like, how do you get them to pull their heads up out of the, I mean, not, you know, I don't think that's necessarily like the most appropriate thing to do while somebody's performing, but I feel like that would be something hard to struggle with. And like, as a performer, like, how do you feel that you can like win over an audience, I guess is what I'm saying.
I'm real good at adapting to the crowd. Like, I know, I just have learned kind of what makes certain people kind of make look at you and be like, oh, you're performing different. It's really about if they like it. If they like it, they start literally easing themselves up to the stage, and or they'll take their own phones out and record you, and all of a sudden, like, they're just smiling the whole time, and you never know what kind of day they had, but they just love the show now. So it's about adapting to it. You know, everybody ain't gonna be happy with your product, you know, and you know, some people are, so you got to tackle the people that are and just make sure they have fun.
Spill the tea on what's been a bad city or whatever. I'm just curious. Or have they been all good?
They all been good. You know, they all been fun. They all been different experiences as well. So I'm actually loving these cities that, as I said, a lot of these cities are new cities too. So I'm getting a chance to actually see it and experience it. So I can't complain about it. You know, I'm just happy to be there.
Champagne is also a band podcast is proud to support Exile on Main Street. Exile on Main Street, located in the old train station building at 100 North Chestnut Street in downtown Champaign, has been helping to build record collections since 2004. Carrying a wide array of new and used LPs, CDs, and video games, Exile on Main Street has something for just about any music enthusiast and old school gaming devotee. Exile also hosts regular free live music shows on its stage, so be sure to check out their Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for the up-to-date details on the next upcoming event. Open 7 days a week, they can be reached by phone at 217-398-MAIN. That's 217-398-6246. Welcome back. So, Pound Game, what is your favorite non-musical thing or things?
Favorite non-musical thing? I like playing basketball a lot, man, when I'm not doing shows or whatever. So, it's just one of my favorite sports. I love watching it, love playing it.
Do you have a favorite position? Or
if I played, I would want to be like the shooting guard, not small forward. I want to be the small forward. That's just my favorite position. I'll just stay on the wing and shoot threes and, you know, do what I have to do. Yeah. I love traveling.
Yeah.
Even when I'm not touring or whatever, I just love being in different places and relaxing, stuff like that.
Do you have a favorite place you've been?
San Diego.
Yeah?
Yeah, very relaxing. Like, you can go down there and, like, literally distance yourself from the world, so get away a little bit.
What about it just lets you do that?
Man, they have the beach, you have the views, you have the a lot of great yoga places and like stuff to, you know, help your body, heal your body and help with different things like that. Massage places, great food. Yeah. It's just, yeah, then when you're down there, you don't even feel like you need to be on your phone. You're like, wow, I'm really on the coast of the, and you're just looking in the ocean like, wow, this is amazing. So yeah, definitely one of my favorite places.
You mentioned yoga. You do yoga?
Definitely, definitely. Hot yoga. Cool. Very relaxing.
Excellent. Pound Game, thank you for coming all the way out here, you know, out in the middle of the corn and beans just to chat with me. And
absolutely.
Telling me about your song, More Nights, and just a little bit about your tour and, you know, your favorite non-musical thing. So I appreciate you coming all the way out here.
Yeah, thank you for having me, man. It was good being here. Thank you for listening to Champagne is Also a Band podcast. This is Pound Game Madison reminding you, great music is out there. Go find it where you live.
That's a wrap.
Champagne is also a band.
You almost have an NPR voice. It's so good.
Luhama Studio, South Baker, on the inside.